The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material suitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL Club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
Warhammer of ISBGN, UC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Acid Burn from
TheNinja.com.
This is Zach from UTForums.com.
From the Apex Twin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Oswald transmitting live from the sixth floor, and it's time for Urban Radio, the weekly radio show centered around all things urban terror related.
Let's kick some ass.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see, take all my friends and take me too.
Welcome to Urban Radio. It's Oswald right here with you. Rumors! Yes, so I was informed this past week that rumors are part of public relations. Wow, you know what? Really? I guess I have to start passing on questionable information to the community now. I seem to recall numerous websites doing this, such as Dead Llamas, when a true llama ran the site. Of course, there are gamers who feel that they are above the development team, and what do I mean by that? I mean, information we pass along in confidence is not meant to show up on forums or on rumor-based websites. Some of this information was not to be shared with the entire community, but when someone has information of this kind, there's a high probability it will be passed on with or without our consent. I don't believe Sid will start passing around rumors unless we know for a fact that we'll follow through with them, such as a rumor we began a few weeks back about starting quality assurance testing. That rumor is true, and while we haven't started yet, we are working to get everything together in order to start that phase of development. But for Sid to knowingly pass along false information, for example, saying Urban Terror is going to be released July 4th, 2005, or we're going to release the mod next month, what do we gain by saying that, especially when the date comes and goes, and you know what? Nothing's been released. Now, if that is how you'd like the community, if that's how you would like the community, we'll be more than happy to approach release dates that way. I mean, we'll give you dates that you can look forward to and that we continue to miss. Somehow, I don't see this as a good PR tactic, as someone else touted to me earlier in the week. So unless you have a good idea on what is going on, I suggest you leave development and rumors to Sid. Passing around false information, show, magic, and other llamas listening is not going to benefit anyone in the community or the development team. One exception to that is if we release to a website like Dead Llamas or UT Map Depot or Active War or other community websites, which reads like rumor. Now, that is good PR, but to knowingly pass along false information, come on. No one wants to hear lies or half-truths. Actually, I take that back. I'm sure you do want to hear them, but it doesn't accomplish anything. It only fuels misconceptions and heightens expectations, although at this point in time, I'm sure expectations are running very high within the community. It's also no surprise that our community continues to shrink. With Urban Terror coming up on its fifth birthday, we are quite pleased with the success we've had up until this point. We do see fewer servers and fewer gamers than in previous years, but it's not all a bad thing. We still have many dedicated gamers who enjoy playing the mod and hanging out in the community. We're also aware that other Quake 3 mods have moved to enemy territory, releasing various alpha versions of their software. Some say we're a bit premature in announcing bringing Urban Terror to ET. Maybe we were. At this time of the announcement, we saw it as a wise move. Even now, 16 months later, we still feel it was a good move, regardless of when we released it this year. Being free software, costing gamers nothing, will obviously bring a new influx of gamers into the Urban Terror community. New and old gamers alike will experience what many old-school gamers from the Quake 3 days have known for a long time. They like their Urban Terror. We've stated from day one of our announcement we're going to intend on keeping the gameplay as you know it now in Quake 3 version of Urban Terror. That is fast. There is still this is still a dominating factor as why many gamers return after a hiatus to Urban Terror. They feel that due to the fact that many in the community enjoy the community. They enjoy the feeling they have when they rub elbows with others in the community. Or the public relations aspect of development is where I spend most of my time, and I'm sure many will think that I'm not doing my part when it comes to the development of ETUT. I was actually told that this past week. Sometimes, and I know I have to mention it to BK, I do feel like a fifth wheel without honing any skills such as coding, animation, modeling, skinning, or level design. Much of my work starts after the team is done. I won't bore you with the details of what goes into a release. Rest assured, the ETUT release will be the biggest, baddest release we've had to date. And by baddest, I don't mean bad as in piss poor bad. I expect the release party to outdo the Urban Terror 2.0 release, which was the best bar none. Gamers and game-related websites continue to ask for new content when it comes to ETUT, and we continue to post screenshots of models and maps on a semi-regular basis on the website, along with passing information about ETUT to you on Urban Radio. Some gamers, though, take offense and think the information discussed on the radio show should be given out on the website. Well, I disagree. You want to get up to date on the latest and greatest information, then you'll have to listen or download the radio show. This information we cover is not intended for the website unless it is earth-shattering. You show me another community that has dedicated a radio show supporting it for nearly 4 years. Honestly, I can't think of any. I believe the majority of listeners out there would rather listen to weekly updates and community news or after the fact by downloading the show, rather than using the conventional method of reading news off a website. Sure, when there's media such as trailers or screenshots or demos to be provided, the website serves as a main source for that news. But providing for this community, can I call it a luxury, is something that goes above and beyond weekly news updates. And yes, I know we don't even provide weekly news updates on the site. I'll make the community this promise, though. Once Midget Killer has finished with a new PHP-based website, you will see more regular updates. I can see you all sitting there saying, "Yeah, Oz, we've heard that before." But seriously, being that it's PHP based and not requiring 30 to 45 up to an hour to provide an update, it will allow myself and actually anyone from the development team to pass along news or updates to the website quicker and more efficiently. Now you're saying, "Well, what's 30 minutes to 60 minutes?" That's no time at all. Well, maybe for you it's not, but my priorities in life have shifted. I don't have time to sit in front of my computer 14 to 16 hours a day on my day off or when I get home from work. So anything that can be done, thanks to Midget Killer, to expedite news to the community via updates on the website will only help the community and the flow of information. With that rant out of the way, welcome to Urban Radio. We were on the air 2 weeks ago in what I consider one of our better shows to date. I did receive some, I guess you can call it negative feedback after all the crap I receive about the music I play. I played very little 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 songs, all coming from Crystal Method, because I wanted to finish the show as quickly as possible without unnecessary filler. That's the music. So while it was not really negative feedback, we will try to get a few more cutting-edge songs on the show, time permitting. As for our show today, we have a plethora, and I love that word, of information for you from many different sources. And when we come back, we'll break the show down and get into the Frag Fest. You are tuned into Urban Radio right here on Inside the Game.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theory that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live esports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to...
games.
So keep it here. I'm inside the game. Radio ITG.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
And welcome back. Oswald here with you on Inside the Game. You can visit the website, www.radioitg.com, and download any previous Urban Radio show courtesy of our partner site, filecloud.com. We have a lot to get to today. I still hear firing in my headset. Anyway, no big deal. We also have the 6th floor webcams up and running, so if you want to check that out, www.thesixthfloor.com. And you can see what the 6th floor setup looks like here today. We do have the page updated, a couple cameras turned on, so check that out if you're so inclined. We have a lot to get to on our show today, including our server of the week, courtesy of NSB. We'll also run down the creativity crisis in the game industry. There's a league news from Europe, unfortunately, and I'm still looking for it. I don't believe No Leaf Clover got me any information here. As I'm scanning my email here very quickly and my private messages on the Urban Terror forums, but I'll check one more time just for good measure here. Yeah, well, you guys will only get news from Europe. You won't get any North American news because it looks like No Leaf Clover was just a bit too busy here. I believe it was his last week of school at Cornell, so he was a little bit busy and didn't actually get that done. No big deal. I will touch on some other development as we tagged it 2 weeks ago. We'll talk about Abby CTF and some current development. Along with the 200,000 download party at Act of War, finally we'll take you to the Urban Terror movies and finish up with some comments on QuakeCon 2005. That is what we have for you today on Urban Radio. You are dialed into Radio ITG, the only station to take you inside the game.
On the cutting edge of gaming, play by play Monopoly. This is Radio ITG.
Two quick shout outs here. First one from Domino to his, who he claims is his girlfriend, Bluey. So there you go, D. There's your shout out. I forgot what the other shout out was going to be. Oh, well, what the hell. I'll get to it sooner or later. I'm sure somebody will remind me, seeing as I forgot. No big deal. Urban Radio Server of the Week. As we do each and every week, we do put a call out to the community to provide gamers a place to play while they listen live to Urban Radio on Inside the Game. Last week, we introduced System Records 3.7 CTF Urban Terror, courtesy of Soothsayer, located in SoCal, Los Angeles, USA. Thanks to my putting out the call, we were offered a server by Mr. Rifleman of NSB. Actually, they run two servers, a Team Survivor and a CTF server. Today, we are playing on the CTF server called NSB New York Urban Terror 3.7. The IP address 66.55.154.220 standard port. The admin, the wonderful Jenny of CC fame, and the rest of NSB. Game mode is CTF, 14 public slots, and the map is map cycle is actually standard. Standard CTF maps. It looks like there is one slot left open, so if you want to play, grab it now while it's there. Like we say, ping really doesn't matter because we do this for enjoyment. We don't do it to see who wants to be elite and show off all their hacks and all that other bullshit. We will get into the game here a little bit later on in the show. First up, I ran across this piece after reading some top 20 lists of what gamers wanted in their 7th generation gaming console. It was a link to her story on Forbes.com from 2004 about the creativity crisis. Video game industry is facing a hardening of the creative arteries as aging gamers' taste increasingly shift towards sequels and game-based movies. With more and more titles chasing the success of their predecessors and content owners digging deeper into their libraries to tap older material for quick, fail-proof conversions into games, the industry is facing with a more serious than rhetorical question, what's new? The gaming industry will shrink unless we start to see new games, said Toru Iwatani, who created Pac-Man, one of the first video games to become a worldwide hit. One of the industry's first huge hits, published by Namco Limited in 1980, Pac-Man crossed gender lines and became a huge hit with women. At the GDC in San Jose, California, a gathering of industry insiders where the talk is more about how games are made than how they are sold, the dearth of new titles and the increasing cost of developing new games was a common theme at keynote and panel discussions. The high upfront cost of developing games is also pressuring developers to rely more on surefire hits and take less risks on new innovative titles. Electronics Arts Incorporated, the gaming industry's largest publisher, has perfected the art of getting gamers hooked on yearly releases of sports game and turning out versions of movie hits such as Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, and Harry Potter Quidditch World Cup. EA's U.S. market share in 2004 was more than twice that of its closest competitor, and the company generates more revenue in its December quarter than its closest competitor does an entire fiscal year. Some big numbers, driven in large part by the repeat sports and film titles. Conservative gamers, out of a top 100 games sold in Japan in 2001, 10 were original titles, but that number is halved in 2002 and fell to a mere 2 in 2003. So by that information, that would mean that in 2004 there would be a single original title and that this year all the games are rehashed from days gone by. What am I not surprised? Actually, I'm not. This lack of creativity does nothing but fill the pockets of the fat cats because gamers will continue to drop $50 on the newest game touted with a 2, 3, or deluxe slapped on it. The ratio of original titles to sequels is dropping dramatically, says Hasegawa, Ryoichi Hasegawa, an industry veteran who was at Sega Corp before joining Sony Corporation's gaming business. Things are a little better in the United States, where last December, according to the NPD Group, more than half of the 20 best-selling games on all platforms were sequels or derivatives of existing properties. That number coming from 2004, so by their number, Anyway, part of the problem is that advancing age, average age of gamers, which is rising as the industry matures. Last summer, the Entertainment Software Association, an industry trade group, found that average age of gamers had risen to 29 years old, dispelling the view that gamers consist mainly of teenagers. Core gamers are advancing in age, and they are becoming more conservative, Hasegawa told the panel. Sony, which dominates the global console market, was planning for its PlayStation 2 console to have a lifespan of at least a decade, and its executives acknowledge that with such a long cycle, its user base will naturally age and have different tastes. We have to think very carefully about the type of audience we're reaching with our games, Andrew House, an executive vice president with Sony Corporation Entertainment of America, said in a keynote address at the conference. But it's just not EA chasing after proven material. Recent titles such as Halo 2, Half-Life 2, Doom 3, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas are all expected to top sales charts this year, in large part because of games that preceded them were so successful. And licenses for films and TV shows are being snapped up left and right by publishers, counting on consumers to offer something familiar when they try to decide how to spend their 30, yeah, right, you show me a game that's $30, to $50 per game in discretionary income. Just this year, EA has licensed The Godfather and Take-Two Interactive Software Incorporated to set up an ongoing license deal with the Cartoon Network. Ubisoft announced, again, this is last year, Thursday, that it had licensed the early 80s TV series The Dukes of Hazzard. Despite the proliferation of sequels and licensed game, Pac-Man creator Iwatani said that he had seen this happen before during his 20-year career, and that new and revolutionary new games appear in 2 to 3 year cycles. It's difficult right now, but I expect to see a recovery in a couple of years, Iwatani said. So I think it stands to reason that you'll see more developers like id Software or Valve, DICE, or Epic turn to their respective communities in order to draw new ideas from mods, turning them into retail projects. And we've actually already seen this happen on a few fronts. I can't tell you how many times I've heard from the Urban Terror community, I would pay $50 for this game. We see it now with DICE EA promoting and distributing Modern Combat, or id Software working with Splash Damage to promote Enemy Territory, work on Doom 3, and the upcoming Quake Wars. This seems to be a logical move in order to maintain and even increase their player base while limiting their liabilities and cutting potential losses if the game ends up being a dog. So what does that mean to you and to the development team? For the gamer, I think this could potentially lead to more original titles hitting the retail shelves, if not the download community, on a free basis. Even now, SDKs and tools for modding seem to be more readily available than when we began with Urban Terror back in 1999. It's also being made easier for amateurs to get involved, which could potentially lead to the next CS experience, as I called it. For the amateur developer, like Sid, it could also provide more opportunities to mods, add-ons, or other games. Case in point, Splash Damage. They began as we did. A mod team created Quake 3 Fortress, made a presentation to id Software back in 2000 during QuakeCon. Next thing you know, they're working on Enemy Territory, and more recently, the announcement of Quake Wars. I'm not excited about any of the recent games that have been released or announced. The only reason I have to potentially buy Battlefield 2 is to provide coverage for Inside the Game for it. GTA 3 San Andreas, with all its hype, might be another game I'll consider picking up for the PC, but neither are original titles, and they are riding the success of their previous versions. I don't know. Maybe at 35, I'm getting too conservative when it comes to being completely engulfed in games. I've felt that for a few years now. I doubt the feeling will return. Your experiences may differ. We're coming right back. It's Oswald. You are tuned to Inside the Game.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
So apparently the odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter at this very moment.
You can thank us later. This is the new Radio ITG.
And welcome back. It is Oswald here with you. Got to check out all the comments here on... Oh, nice catch. Got to check out all the comments here in IRC. I got my baseball game on, so I'm watching my team play here as I bring you all the coverage here on Inside the Game from Urban Radio. I just want to check out to see what I had missed here, and that didn't look like I missed too much. Nah, not really. What do we have for you? We do have the Urban Radio server up and running if you want to connect to it. 66.55.154.220 standard port. We are using the NSB CTF server this week. There are two slots available, so quickly drop in and snatch up one of those spots. Right now we are on, I forgot what map this is. Oh, Village. That's what it is. Village 2. That's what we're playing right now. It seems to be a public TeamSpeak 2 channel for NSB as well. 64.237.62.26 port 8993. So get into the action right now. Looks like they're having a pretty good time in there, as we will drop into there a little bit later on in the show. As for league news this week, unfortunately, we only have news from Clanbase. As I said, it looks like I know Leaf Clover just a bit too busy this week to help us out. No big deal. No big deal at all. Clanbase Nations Cup 8, the battle for national dominance continues. Sorry, USA, you are unable to field a USA team. Not too surprising, though, since many do not play Team Survivor. Regardless of that, some great action continues to take place in Nations Cup 8. Inside the Game is providing coverage on a weekly basis of the group stage rounds into the playoffs. While last week was a bit slow for me, we were still able to get a few matches in that mattered. In fact, many of the group stage matches matter as nations are battling to get into the top three spots to move into the playoffs, with the top seed drawing a bye. Breaking down the action from week five as it comes to a close this week, nations are grouped into two categories, Group A and a Group B, or what I like to call the contenders and the pretenders. We are supposed to provide commentary for a match this past Wednesday, but the nation... one of the nations failed to show up, thus being a pretender and not having enough gamers to field a team while their opponents were wanting to be contenders, and took the forfeit and the victory. Regardless of which nation you belong to, sorry, USA, you too are pretenders. There has been some great action at Nations Cup 8. Strongest nations are moving to the top of their respective divisions. Nations such as Portugal, Poland, and France are all atop their respective game and divisions. As we look at Group A, Poland is now 5-0-1 as Portugal is 4-0-1 with their next match scheduled for this Sunday, May 1st, versus Denmark. It's a must-win for Denmark, who is still battling for that number three position in the ladder. Other nations still alive are Germany and Brazil. Of those three nations, Germany probably has the easiest remaining schedule. And has a good chance to claim that number three slot. Denmark, while I'm pulling for Denmark, they got two tough matches. They got Portugal this week, Poland next week. So it's not going to be an easy draw here for Denmark, who's going to have to be at the top of their game here if they want to slide into that third spot. Group B breaks down similar to Group A. France atop the group, 3-1-0. Netherlands 2-0-1. Sweden and Italy rounding out the top four spots. Remember, only three nations will make it into the playoffs. The big match will be Sweden versus Italy on Monday the 30th. You can catch all the information right here, or excuse me, all the coverage right here on Inside the Game on Monday. It's no real surprise to see Portugal, Poland, and France kicking ass and taking names in Nations Cup 8. No disrespect to the Frenchies, but I think the best matchup was already played during Week 1 and will most likely be played out again in the semifinals in Group A, that being Portugal and Poland, which ended in a draw. Playoff picture is becoming clearer as the upper echelon of teams separate themselves. Depending on how they finish, Portugal and Poland will be 1-2. Top seed will be decided by the number of round wins if they do have similar records. I also think that Germany slides into the quarterfinals. France should remain the number one nation in Group B with the Netherlands, who's not been all that strong this year, but they will make the playoffs as the number two seed, followed by Sweden. Yes, Sweden with their bikini team and their meatballs. Sweden played well and won the Open Cup Spring 2005 Third League. I think Sweden will also move into the semis against France. As I said, unfortunately, no STA, TWL, and PG this week. Hopefully, no Leaf Clover. We'll be back next week to provide us some information or to actually let us listen to his soothing voice. All right. I'm going to step away here, kick out a tune here. I got a couple of things I want to do, and we'll come back and we'll talk about development, website, and some other good things right here on Urban Radio. You're tuned into Inside the Game. Remember, www.radioitg.com. We're coming right back. Welcome back. It's Oswald here inside the game as we drop into the Urban Radio Server of the Week, provided this week by Clan NSB. And yes, that's our dog barking in the background if you can hear him. If you want more information, if you want more information, urbanterror.net, click on the Urban Radio tab. All the server information is there. NSB New York Urban Terror 3.7 CTF. The IP address 66.55.154.220. NSB members are the admins located in New York City. 30-minute cap limit, I believe. 14 public slots, and right now all those slots are full. And I'm actually in a passworded slot here, checking out some of the action as we are on UT Rommel, as I've been punked here, which is not too uncommon. Roddy of VY or UY? CA, whatever his name is. Rodri. Yeah, boy. I'm on the blue team. UT Ronald is where we are at. I got my trusty G36 out. As I'm not sure where the red team is. They're nowhere to be found here on the main street here on Rommel. I guess we're owning up their flag here. That's probably the case, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. What do we have here? Nothing. Nobody around. I want someone to shoot. Or try to shoot. Oh, I'm hit. I'm going to die. Yep, I'm going to die. He's hacking from up on the roof there. Yeah, that was sixth. Who was that? String, I think. So anyways, if you want to get into the server, keep trying here. As spots become available here, grab one and I... get into the action. Oh, I almost had a kill. Yeah, almost had a kill, but I got shot down. I do want to thank NSB for providing the server of the week this week. If you have a server, if you're an admin and would like to provide the server, then drop me an email, oswald@planetquake.com, and I will do what I can to get you... get your server here hosted as the Urban Radio Server of the Week. I do want to thank NSB once again for providing the server this week. As mentioned last week, 2 weeks ago, on Urban Radio, there is a legitimate reason why ETUT has not been released. While the community continues to hound the development team for a release date, which, you know, come on, I gave you that, July 4th, 2005. Come on, you guys weren't listening. you guys hound the development team for a release date and more information. We have been spending majority of our time working on another project. If you missed our announcement, some development team members have started up their own company, an LLC. That stands for Limited Liability Corporation. Hold on. Sorry, had to yell at the dog. We're not going to get into details surrounding this company or the project we are working on, but we feel... But it was something we feel we needed to be done if legitimate software development was in our future. This sort of put ETUT on the back burner, while most of our development time has been placed on working on this other project. SID members like Blade Killer and Tub and Flash continued to put some time into the respective areas of ETUT. With most of the work completed on this project now, we have turned a majority of our attention back to ETUT. And you can see this in last week's release of Abby CTF by Tub, along with reasons we won't discuss, or excuse me, we will discuss in a few moments. This was also released to provide feedback on mirrored CTF levels for ETUT, which we'll talk about shortly. Blade has also been busy working on skins with Flash, along with the rigging and animation. And we'll possibly touch on a little bit of this in the development update. I know right now she's actually still, she's got some skins she's working on here as I double-click on this. And I see Sarah 6, the blue-haired version 20. Yes, version 20 of the skin. So if you guys don't think she's putting in some serious time on ETUT, you guys are completely wrong. She's making some great headway in the female model. She actually had all three of them posed together this week, and I must say the chick in the black, she rocks. And sorry, still no updates on the boobies if they're going to jiggle. I know a lot of you prepubescent teens are still looking for the jiggles in the boobies. So you'll have to wait for that. Like I said, ask Flash. Flash is on right now. All you have to do is send him a PM and say, hey, Flash, give me the jiggling boobies, and he'll do it for you. Last Friday, ActiveWar.de hit another milestone, 200,000 downloads. Wolfslight continues to provide one of the best services to the urban terror community, even after numerous websites issues. He continues to persevere and to be successful. Sorry, I just had a base hit for my team. and their shortstop just misplayed the ball. He should have had that too. I blame it on the sun. That's a base hit, baby. Yeah. Anyway, Wolfsai always coming up with new and interesting server ideas, such as his 48-hour weekends on a single level, such as Sans, Rommel, Uptown, for example. Wolfsai is always providing something to the community, such as a new postponed level design contest, which will he vows will return with the release of ETUT, complete with prizes out of his own pocket. And I'm not talking about his pocket lint, guys. So in order to celebrate 200,000 downloads, he had a small party in Pound Team-AOW on ETG. If you want to stop by there and say hi. Actually, I think that's Team Act of War now, my bad. Team Act of War. Or Planet AOW, both of those, and if somebody wants to pimp those in Urban Terror, that'd be fine by me. But both of those were up and running this week, and the party consisted of a new level released from Tub, a siliconized development. That level was Abby CTF, and while it was not created exclusively for this day, after talking to Tub, Wolfsai was the exclusive site to get the level for release, and sort of a center, a focal point for his 200,000 download party. He then had a full evening of Abby CTF, complete with a drunk autoaim.cfg on TeamSpeak 2. I know that is what everybody wants to hear. I was able to join and play for about 15-20 minutes on the server with the likes of some from the community. Many were having a very, very enjoyable time while I was on the server. The level seemed to be a hit for all involved. Wolfsai says it was really nice. Lots of people were there the whole evening. It was great. I love the map. And you know me, I'm not usually much for standard maps anymore. But this one is this one I really like. I appreciate that Tub gave me the opportunity to make a nice event. Tub is a nice guy, and he's a very, very capable and has done great work so far. Sid can consider themselves lucky having someone like him working on the maps. And you know what? I cannot agree more with those comments on Tub. He is a man of the maps when it comes to some of the best levels here for Urban Terror. We'll go into a little bit more Abby CTF a little bit later on in the show. I'm going to step away, take another quick 30-second break, come right back. It's Oz, you're Inside the Game, Radio ITG.
Would you like some of this?
Rocket launcher LG style, and a nice jump pad assault on the quad here by Ricky. He's down through the rock. Paul Wall's going to kick up that quad.
Or some of this?
Third tempo Hitler in front, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Pierhus. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got a dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
And we are back once again. Welcome to Urban Radio. We've been on air about an hour now as we continue to look over some of the private messages we're getting. Here's another one from Das Prid. I'm actually working on a pre-story for him for his upcoming movie. I did see it. I actually saw a demo version or a version of it, but Das Prid working on a new movie, and I have to say I was pretty impressed with what I saw to start his movie. So hopefully you guys can check that out in due time. I'm not sure of a release date quite yet, but I know he's not completely waiting on me. But nonetheless, he is coming out with a new movie very shortly. Also, here's a comment from String. He says there's three teams tied at 6-0 in the TWL Team Survivor League, Genesis, Corrupted Asylum, and POD. And I do want to thank String for passing on that information. Like I said, I usually get that information from No Leaf Clover, seeing as he covers most of the North American stuff. I don't get involved with it anymore just because it does not really fit into my schedule. The time frame starting, you know, that late at night, East Coast time, I'm usually at work by then. So the clan-based stuff fits in perfectly. Usually when I get up, I'm awake for, I don't know, 2-3 hours. I go right back to bed after finishing my match. You know, 12, 1, 2 in the afternoon. So no big deal. I like to share the wealth here. And No Leaf Clover does a highly impressive job, much better than that that limey loser from the UK Thunder of another station that remained nameless. But anyways, continuing on with, yeah, they call it shots. Right. Website work. Midget Killer has been busting his ass to provide the development team a new website from which we can build. Vampires of UTZ created the current site a few years back. She did an outstanding job creating the unique look to the site, but the back-end database and ease of use was not there for myself. Baz, yeah, remember him, that asshat, said he was going to provide a back-end code that would provide simple updates. Well, unfortunately, 4 years later, that never happened. With the pending ETUT release, we felt it necessary to provide more functionality on the website. This will not only provide the team with a new website from which to release, but it'll also give the community an opportunity for more news. Unlike the old-school way of updating the website, which meant opening Dreamweaver, adding new cells, cutting and pasting, configuring the cells, and then updating the news, also be done on a web-based PHP system Midget Killer has provided to us. I believe we'll also have RSS feeds, too. At least that's what the test site shows, but I struck out. Damn it. Big curveball. Big sweeping curveball. Struck out my best hitter, Brian Giles. Anyway, both Q3UT and ETUT will be maintained on a single website. Downloads will be separated into two distinct areas. Obviously, Q3 and ET. If you need instructions on that, just let me know. I'll be more than happy to provide and tell you what the differences are. We'll also provide more clear remember the moron comment from the beginning and complete instructions on the website for those too lazy to open a README or too manly to read a manual to download and install Q3UT or ETUT. The site will also feature the aforementioned UT movies section, which I haven't commented on yet, unless I skipped it. No, I didn't skip it. We'll be talking about UT movies here in just a bit. UT movies section, screenshots, short bios of the current team members. We'll also have links to some of the more popular community-based sites such as MapDepot, AOW, along with national sites from countries such as Portugal, Italy, France, and league sites worldwide. If you have a site like UT Scripts and you want to contribute, please email oswald@planetquake.com. After talking to Midget Killer, we were going to show off the site today, but have decided not to because there's sort of a lack of information on the site. And hopefully by next week, we can debut the new site along with all new content and information for you and the community. Of course, for a few weeks after the release, there will be a work in progress to some degree. I'm going to step away here, a little Hotel California, the Eagles coming up, and this will be probably our final break, and we'll rock on here with the last 35, 40 minutes of the show. It's Oswald. You're tuned into Urban Radio right here on Inside the Game. Hey. Hey, if nobody minds, I'm going to start the show over because Xinix is late. So everybody, mock Xinix, please. X-I-N-I-X, that's his name. He should be in Pound Urban Tear, but he is late. So we're going to start the show over just for his liking. Yeah, right. Stop mocking me!
Irving Radio.
Excuse me, I believe you have my stapler.
And welcome back to Urban Radio right here on Inside the Game. Sorry, I still got my volume turned up on the TV here. My team's still losing 1-0. No big deal. Early on, we'll come back. We'll kick ass. If you didn't know, I hate San Francisco. Level review time. This is not a true level review per se, but as mentioned in the AOW 200,000 download a party segment, Tub did release Abby CTF to the Urban Terror community last week. It was an opportunity to get the updated SIT level to the gaming community that provided feedback to the team for the upcoming level for ETUT. And no wonder my mic sounds too high. It is too high. Ah, there we go. Much more soothing to my ears. It also gave us a chance to see what sort of feedback we would receive on a mirrored level. As I mentioned a bit ago, it gave Wolfside AOW something to promote for his online party. It was a winning situation all around. I thought I would pass along some of the comments in the forums from a thread that was created entitled CTF Abby Feedback. First, the good comments. The map is great. Played for hours in it yesterday. Good going all. I'm sure we'll keep playing it. I was overwhelmed. Thank you, Sid, and mostly Tub. Very nice update. And it really makes Abby a good choice when playing CTF. As the Abby freak, I am overwhelmed. A nice one. I love the layout. Very well planned. Good job, Tub. Congratulations on the map, Tub. Map is truly balanced now, even though I enjoyed the challenge of the old Abby too. As far as competition-wise, this map is going to be a very good season/playoff map. I think it's well done, and thanks for your time you put into it, Tub. Nice changes from same old Abby. Some of the negative comments here. Main complaint was from many who commented on ABCTF was knowing what side of the map they were on. Tub did provide red and blue flags that hang on the walls, but some did not make those out to be the deciding factor to let you know which side you were on. Some of the comments here, the only thing that I find a bit confusing is the fact that both sides are identical. Yeah, thus, that is what the term mirrored means. It's confusing to know in what part, red or blue, you can't really tell. Only way you can tell is by looking on the minimap. Here's another comment that that seemed to get quite a few comments. Too bright indoors. If one stands on either side of the two stairs of the sides of the map at its middle. Now, remember, these aren't my comments. These are from the community. You can see whoever passes through the map. That can be campy or not, but it doesn't seem to be a problem to me because both teams get a chance to use that spot, and it's not really that open, but with some bunny hopping, a sniper would get anyone passing through. It's supposed to be a fast map, but I find that there are more sniping spots now, and that it actually slows the map down. I like less action, more tactical maps, so I'm not a big fan of that. So, if you are still behind, go to your nearest download site and pick up Abby CTF. Was really a good map here. I want to give some props to Tub for dropping it on the release day for Wolfside. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. checking out. What am I checking out here? Auto-aim. I'm torn. It is balanced on a theoretical level. I really like it, but I must admit that in practice it gets boring for pubs rather quickly. The side issue is irrelevant. That is correct. If you get lost, you shouldn't be playing UT anyways. I think it's very good for matches, but I fear it'll be rather boring for prolonged pubbing. Well, I mean, come on. What do pubs usually do? 20, 25 minutes? I mean, that's what seems to be standard time for a CTF match. Actually, I'm thinking Team Survivor. It's usually 20 minutes, but anyway, we'll see what happens. I mean, come on, if you do a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week server with it, yeah, I can see it becoming boring. But, you know, I think that can be said about any map. The balance, the mirror, that's what we wanted to try because some of the other CTF maps we are considering, oh, that's gone. That's gone. Get out of here. Get out. Yes, it's 1-1. San Diego Padres now just tied the Giants. Beautiful thing. Okay, sorry about that. Got a little excited there. Woohoo! We may see some more of those mirrored maps for ETUT. This is one reason it was brought out. Yeah, as Schminky Boy said there, it's sort of a public test of the map. I mean, it can't hurt to have another CTF level running in the North American community, where I'm sure we'll see this level mainly because obviously CTF is played predominantly in North America than in Europe. So anyway. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Checking out some more comments here. Oh, I got a quick comment from Wolfsai. He says, don't forget the ITAOW Alliance news. And, yes, they have formed an alliance. Sorry, I don't have that in front of me. I guess I have to go find that again. Damn. Das Pridd saying, well, Oswald, new information for the radio. A nice remake of Oswald will come. It will. Not from Sid, it won't. So unless you guys got exclusive rights to redo... Downtown. Oh, Downtown's a crappy map anyway. That was an Action Quake 2 map. It was horrible in Action Quake 2 and no better in Urban Terror. So hopefully that... am I thinking the right map? I probably not. Probably jumping the gun here and getting my panties in a bunch before I actually know what I'm talking about. But, no, I'm sure. Downtown. Come on. Some of you old school Action Quake 2 players. Downtown, that was an Action Quake 2 map, correct? Oh, you guys aren't helping me out. Not helping me out. Where is that shameless plug from Wolfsai? I'm looking for it here. Damn, did I already delete that email? No, I couldn't have. Oh, well. Yeah, I have it somewhere. Question? No, I don't have a question. I was just popping off here. Development news. I don't think gamers realize just how much time is spent developing. Hell, I don't even know if the team knows how much time is needed, actually. It seems members like Blade Killer, Rabid Cow, Tub, 27, and High C are constantly working on some aspect of development. We are a unique group, albeit much more streamlined when it comes to the amount of team input as to what is going on in the mod. To put all the naysayers to shame, yes, ETUT will be released. As I mentioned in the introduction, we are well aware of the community and its shrinking, and interest in Urban Terror seems to be waning from the outside. ETUT will give Urban Terror that needed shot in the arm that will bring a new influx of gamers to an already established Urban Terror community. We've enlisted community assistance in order to help us update necessary files, such as the README files, the FAQ, the manuals, in order to make the transition as simple as possible. Even for those gamers who have never turned on a computer, yes, even a moron will be able to download, install, and start Urban Terror in just minutes. And if you need instructions on how to turn your computer on, then you know what? Just leave the computer turned off because you don't deserve to play the mod. As mentioned earlier, Tub released Abby CTF during the AOW 200,000 download party last week. Since that time, many gamers have downloaded. Admins have included it, the level, in their server maps cycle. On the forums, I started a thread in order to provide some feedback, some real-time feedback for Tub. Most of the responses are very positive from the community. The main complaint from seeing seems to be the difficulty in telling red from blue, which I mentioned here just a little bit ago. As for a real update, I will talk to Blade Killer here, and I will get some more screenshots up on the page here, along with some other things here. As I know Flash does have the model rigged and animated. There's another long drive left field. Oh, warning track power. Damn. Almost out. See what else we can get you up on the website for the update, which is coming up this week. Urban Terror Movies. Upon recommendations from Wolfsai and No Leaf Clover, we have added a Urban Terror Movies forum. If you've never downloaded some of these movies, No Leaf Clover has provided a thread with some of the best Urban Terror flicks around, including Bulletproof 2, which is still my favorite of all time. Some of the other movies there from the 2.x days, Bulletproof 2 by G, Bulletproof 3, seeing as Demon's a cheater, I'm not even going to pimp that movie. Rogue Killer from Child. What else do we have? Urban Terror 3 movies, Hand of Destiny, which maybe it is released. Oh, Hand of Destiny is released. That's No Leaf Clover. Hand of Destiny, Wall Hoppers, The Movie, Satan's Third SR8 Movie, Unbreakable, Blade in Game. These are just a couple of the movies that are available on the forums. And we are going to be providing links on the new Urban Terror site once it is up and running. Some of the quality, creative movies that really, really represent what Urban Terror is. For example, a Bulletproof 2, a Bulletproof 3. I'm sure we'll see some of No Leaf Clover's movies posted on the website as well. So if you haven't checked out any of the Urban Terror movies, go check it out. Some really good movies there. Reason behind this forum is to invite gamers who have never played the mod a look inside where Quake meets reality. Many of the movies listed represent that slogan. We're also planning, as I said, on adding a movie section to the website, providing links of the best, including the upcoming release from NLC. Wolfsight and No Leaf Clover are the moderators of this forum and will continue to provide information regarding movies, including new ones being released, as well as providing information about them. If you have a movie you are working on or ready to release, I suggest you give the forum a look.
5,000 spots of pure shoutcast power. This is Radio ITG.
Now, from time to time, I will pimp another Quake 3 mod for someone in the community. I know we've pimped Western Quake 3 way back when. We've also pimped Probob, basically because that was created by Apoxel, who was working for the development team at the time. This week, it's all about Gridiron for Quake 3. Wolfsight is looking to get his game on next Friday, June 3rd, with Gridiron. He's looking for gamers. Uh-oh. Damn, 2-1, we're losing again. Another home run. That sucks. Shoot. He's looking for gamers who want to participate in the Quake 3 Gridiron. GTV will be provided, as well as commentary by me on Inside the Game. I'm sure many have not even heard of this mod, and if you haven't, chances are you have not played it. Consider it American football with rocket launchers. Wolfsight is also trying to get a Gridiron ladder started at Clan Base. Please provide your vote to getting that ladder started at Clan Base. All the information you need is right here in Pound Urban Terror. Just type shift 1 vote. That is all you need to do. Shift 1 exclamation mark vote. That's what you need to type in Pound Urban Terror on ETG, and that'll give you all the information you need for Gridiron for Quake 3, which we will be playing next week. Yeah, screw the Padres. Yeah, there you go. I see. Bleep just did the vote. And, yeah, want to test your skills on Gridiron? Yeah. So hopefully you guys can field a couple of teams and play a couple of games of Gridiron. But as I said, it's American football with rocket launchers, and we are looking to do that next Friday. You can go to actofwar.de right now, and Wolfsight does have an entire showcase up there. We will be playing this Friday, June 3rd, 21 CEDT. For those of you interested, check it out. Padres still a team. Yeah, the Padres are alone in first place. Best team in the National League West. What do you mean, are they still a team? No place I'd rather be in, SoCal. So hopefully we can get two teams to do battle. And I'm looking forward to actually casting that. I downloaded the mod last night, dropped in, and we'll have to see how it goes. But it should be a good time for all. So remember, Quake 3 Gridiron next Friday, 3rd of June. Be there or be nowhere. And I can see it now. Oswald and John Madden calling Gridiron. Game on, baby. Ah, it's going to be a good time. And hopefully we'll see some more of these types of events. I know Wolfsight is all about this, so we'll actually see what happens. Who knows? We got a great base community here. I know a lot of gamers, seem to be really tight with one another. They game together. They hang out in the same channels. So getting together and playing like we did last month, playing 1.27 for a couple weekends on Urban Radio, that was a good time. This event should be a good time if we can get two teams fielded, get some GTV running, get the commentary in there by me. But, who knows? Maybe we can sample some other Quake 3 mods, like a Q3 Pong, which would be very cool to play, or, some of those other mods out there that some of you may have never heard of. Now, I know Urban Radio usually consists of a worldwide listening audience, But many in the Quake community have heard of the event, which is the mecca of all things Quake, QuakeCon 2005. Sid was invited to the event back in 2000 and 2001 by id Software and the organizers of QuakeCon, Tapper and Evil John. Over the next few years, the team members changed, but we attended the event in some form or fashion in 2002, 2003, and 2004. Along with numerous Quake-based tournaments, the event features a BYOC area that can hold upwards of 5,000 Insomniac gamers. There's also many different game servers up and running in the BYOC, from Quake to Half-Life to WoW to whatever else you can think of. And in the past, there have been some non-tournament-sponsored events in the BYOC. Urban Terror has been privy to be featured as a tournament game organized by gamers for gamers. MC and Big D actually organized the event 1 year, maybe 2 years, 2001 and 2, I believe it was. There were gamers from the forums who took part in the event and others who had played Urban Terror. This year, I have received a few emails from someone who will be attending inquiring about swag for the event. I'm still working on acquiring that from Geekwares. And I did talk to Tommy, and even though he is getting out of the merchandise business, I am trying to score all his merchandise here so we can distribute that to the Urban Terror community. You know, that was the other game I was thinking of, Pro Ball. You won't get a new version of Pro Ball, but Pro Ball, yes, that's the other game I was thinking we could play would be Pro Ball. Very cool game. Anyway, what else? As for my attendance and that of Hot Lips, right now I will cite personal reasons as not for attending. Hottie and I would enjoy going to the event, but there are other priorities in life that are taking precedence. And also being able to spend $1,000 on 5 to 7 days in Texas, QuakeCon. Sorry. I usually don't need convincing to attend events like this, but we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. Maybe we'll be able to attend. I'll just have to wait and see. If you're interested, I suggest you visit the QuakeCon.org website and go to the BYOC tourney forum. There's one massive Urban Terror thread that you can scroll through for all the current information. If and when the BYOC organizers get a website up and running, we will post news on UrbanTerror.net.
Radio ID.
And let's see, who wants weed off the air?
You know, dude, I know nobody wants this.
Who wants weed off the air? Off the air.
Don't want weed off the air.
One, and that's amazing.
Get off the phone!
Legs.
Oh, I'm not going to deal with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
And that is going to do it for this edition of Urban Radio. I do want to thank all of you for tuning in today. Without you, the listener, the show would cease to exist. So thank you for your continued support. I would also like to thank Mr. Rifleman and NSB for providing the server of the Reek. Remember, Gridiron is the word. Visit activewar.de for all the information. We will be playing live next Friday, June 3rd, so make an evening of it with AOW and the Urban Terror community. One programming note, June is going to be a hectic month for me personally. I believe that there will be one, possibly two shows during June, as I will be out of town a few weeks in June, which could actually encompass the weekend, so stay tuned for more information. Remember, if you want to be a part of the show, you can provide me with content at oswald@planetquake.com. We're always looking for community servers to promote. For Urban Radio and Inside the Game, I'm Oswald, and I am out of here. I take it back. I found it. This is where it is. The AOWIT Alliance, the Intribe and Act of War are joining forces in an alliance. They're a multi-gaming clan who currently play Urban Terror, Counter-Strike, Source, Half-Life 2, Deathmatch, True Combat Elite, and Jedi Knight 2. Plenty of gaming going on for those that are interested. We know These people I have known for a long time. They're a bunch of pretty damned nice guys and gals. It makes perfect sense to try to bring two clans a bit closer. I auto-aim and, for example, playing Half-Life 2 Deathmatch with them. Let us see how we all get along. The more, the merrier, we say. The main AOW channel on ETG that you might want to join, our Pound Tribe hyphen Act of War channel for AOW and Pound Planet hyphen AOW. We look forward to the opportunity that this alliance will bring all of us. Now get to those forums and that TS2, and let's get to know each other.
Excuse me. I believe you have my stapler.